This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump took to Twitter Saturday to lash out at Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney, who has criticized the president for attempting to pressure Ukraine's president into investigating his political rival. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Senator Mitt Romney calls President Trump's appeals to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son brazen, wrong, and appalling. Trump fired back on Twitter Saturday morning, attacking Romney personally, while saying his conversation with the Ukrainian president was a congenial and very appropriate one, and his statement on China pertained to corruption, not politics. But in his tweets, Romney noted the only American citizen President Trump singles out for China's investigation is his political opponent, saying it strains credulity to suggest that is anything other than politically motivated. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about President Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking in Greece, Pompeo said the administration's efforts were reasonable, responsible, and necessary to ensure U.S. aid is spent properly.
We wanted to make sure that they didn't interfere in our election in 2016. We wanted to make sure that if we underwrote Javelin missile systems, something that the previous administration refused to do, we wanted to make sure that we were doing this with a government that was straight up.
Pompeo repeated the administration's assertion that nations pressure one another all the time to achieve their policy ends. His responses came when he was asked at the end of a speech whether there were any red flags which required further investigation into a call between President Donald Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in July. That July call is now the subject of a congressional impeachment inquiry. This is VOA News. Protesters returned to the streets of Hong Kong in face masks Saturday, just hours after a ban took effect and following another night of violence. We get more from Lucy Fielder of Reuters.
Many protesters were undeterred by the mask ban and marched through this central district. Others took to a Hong Kong shopping mall to read out a declaration of a provisional government, calling for the suspension of the chief executive and the cabinet. The UN human rights chief slammed the face mask ban and called for an investigation after the past week saw the worst outbreak of violence so far. Businesses, too, are suffering in an economy on the edge of recession. And the shutdown of metro stations, many shopping malls and supermarkets is a new blow.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Evidence has emerged that the man who killed four of his co-workers in a knife rampage at the Paris police headquarters on Thursday might have been a religious extremist, according to prosecutors. Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters reports.
Evidence has emerged that the man who killed four people inside Paris's police headquarters on Thursday showed signs of religious radicalization. That's according to French anti-terrorism prosecutors. It includes, they say, 33 text messages between the 45-year-old IT worker and his wife ahead of the knife rampage. All of them were of a religious nature. It also includes comments made to a co-worker attempting to justify the militant Islamist massacre at the Charlie Hebdo newspaper in 2015. It had been previously reported that the killer was a convert to Islam, but prosecutors say that he converted about 10 years ago. If he was radicalized, it's not clear how or when it would have happened.
That's Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. Thousands of residents of Pakistan-held Kashmir rallied Saturday on board vehicles and motorbikes to press for their demand that India lift a two-month-old controversial clampdown in its controlled portion of the disputed region. The protesters in Pakistani-administered Kashmir were calling for the region's independence from both the countries, and they were headed to the line of control which divides the Himalayan territory, vowing to force their way into the Indian side. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government on August 5th unilaterally scrapped a decades-old constitutional semi-autonomous status for the country's only Muslim-majority state. New Delhi has since deployed tens of thousands of additional troops, cut phone and internet services, and arrested nearly 4,000 people. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.